May the Lord Jesus grant us the strength and hope to persevere and be victorious in these end times. He began his message tonight, "I want to talk to you about cleaving to me and the sweetness you feel in your heart. Challenges are overcome by those who are in love. Being in love with me is your greatest strength in that it makes you want to choose for me rather than for yourself. You perceived rightly at the way of a cross when I kissed the wood before I carried it." I had had a vision where, during the Stations of the Cross, where he kissed the wood before it was put upon his shoulder. "You perceived rightly at the way of the cross when I kissed the wood before I carried it. I had my eyes on having you with me in heaven and being able to provide a blessed eternity for you and all my creatures. When I kissed the wood, I was looking at my bride and my people, living happily ever after, though they could in no way attain to that level of holiness on their own. I knew that the only way I could accomplish getting you all into heaven was through the tremendous suffering of the cross, and so I kissed and welcomed it. I wasn't looking at the pain, the torture, the ridicule. I was looking at my triumphant bride coming into heaven. That's what kept me going. Everything I suffered was worth that one end. It was truly my love that nailed me to the cross. And it will be your love that will motivate you to keep going when you want to give up. This is why our trysting time is so key and central to our relationship. Love will triumph when discipline fails. Love will triumph when temptations assail you. Love will triumph when exhaustion would take you down. Do you understand? You are hated because of this. The devils hate the sweet and pure intimacy you have with me. They hate you teaching that to others, because the fear of hell and punishment will keep a soul out of sin, but just barely. And those who avoid sin because of punishment eventually become lukewarm and are of little threat to the enemy and the kingdom of darkness. However, those who are in love with me, whose hearts melt when they see my face, hear a love song, and long to give me more of their lives, those souls are most threatening to the kingdom of darkness. That is another reason why so many attacks have been launched at you. Intimacy is the key to the greatest works in my kingdom. If you sat behind a desk and taught eschatology, you would be far less threatening. So what you do out of obedience bears little resemblance to what you do out of inspired love. You are inspired by me, but your body is a little past its prime. He said that rather tongue-in-cheek. So you wrestle with numerous problems getting going. We can resolve that, though, with substantial prayer, both yours and the prayers of others. The way has been cleared for you, Claire. You have only to grasp it. Remember, the violent take heaven by force. And I took a moment here, just look a little bit at that at scripture about the violent taking heaven by force. There was an exegesis of it, and this is what I just wrote down, the high points. The breaking in of the kingdom, which makes its way in spite of all resistance. They press forward to join the ranks of my followers. They clutch at the approaching kingdom as though they were seizing spoils and make it their own. So eager and energetic, the violent are men of eager, impetuous zeal who grasp the kingdom, its peace and pardon and blessedness with as much eagerness as men would snatch and carry off as their own the spoil of a conquered city. The Lord continued, "I want you to press in because you have beautiful work to do before I come. or even when I come. Timing matters not. What matters is that you are busy about my business, my agenda, what matters to me. And when you feel that you can't rise up and press in, I want you to recall our sweet times together. Rest in those for a few moments and allow me to renew your purpose. Love will go where fools fear to rush in. Love overcomes every obstacle, including fear. I see your fear about the portrait of me. Ignore it. Do it anyway. Can anything bad come of it? Did I not promise I would make sure it would be finished? Do you know what your real issues are, Claire? Behind that reluctance is fear of failure. And I hate to say it, but also sloth. And then he quoted a thought that runs through my head frequently. Oh, there are so many good portraits of the Lord. He doesn't need mine. The Lord continued, wrong, wrong, and wrong again. You may not be as accomplished as the artist who you admire, but you have a heart that is genuine. I have revealed myself to you in ways that others rarely get to see. And this will come through any work of art you undertake for me. Besides, don't you want to spend hours under my loving gaze as you fill in my cheeks, my hair, my garment? I know you do. See? Even now you're smiling. Yes, I know you well. I know you do. So don't be afraid to start, and don't be lazy. Oh, thank you, Lord, for calling the question and cheering me on. You give me such confidence to move forward. Now please give me the obedience. Are you forgetting? All your young life you wanted to be an artist, but you could never draw or paint. The very month after you gave your life to me, at 33, I gave you the gift of manifesting your visions through drawing, then painting. Every project you have undertaken for me, did I not see to it that it was done to perfection? Do you rely on your own gift or on mine to execute the vision I give you? There's nothing impossible to those who will follow the dreams I have put in their heart. There may be sacrifices involved, but the end result is so worth it. And I want you to sing and finish that song as well. No shortcuts, just do it. You can arrange your time so you're putting out messages and creating. That is, if you don't get curious on the internet. I have given you excellent helpers. Use them to the fullest. And now I address you, my brides, my people. When you gave your life to me, I began to water the seeds of hope that were built into your DNA at conception. I had a vision of you. I had work for you. I had plans for you. Many of you are way, way off course from what I've created you to do. Never mind that time is short. I'm still for you and the visions I have watered in your hearts. And they will be fulfilled, if not on this earth, certainly in heaven. And how do I water the visions? You will feel a certain sweetness when you think of something you want to do. Your mind will go back to it frequently, and there will be a certain sense of disappointment that you're not following your heart. Many of you have made choices to support your body's needs, but have left your heart and soul in the dust of this earth. By that I mean you've sacrificed what was precious for what is base. Yes, you have your house and car and trinkets, but inside you are unfulfilled. I would see you without your house and car and trinkets and totally fulfilled, operating in the very gifts I gave you before you came to earth. And there is a secret place inside of you that longs for it as well. I water this place every time your mind drifts there, and you feel incomplete and compromised by striving for worldly securities. Though the world is rapidly approaching radical change, some of you will still be here after the rapture, and you will, out of necessity, have to change your lifestyle. That would be a good time to embrace those creative dreams I have given you. It would lessen your grief about being here as well. It could be the flute, or drawing, or carving, or creating something you can travel with and work on. It will give you recreation in those moments when there is nothing else left to do but wait. Lord, I remember I used to really enjoy spinning wool and weaving, and these projects were so very portable and lightweight. It was something I really enjoyed. He continued, "Well, in your preparations for the future, do not leave out recreation. Though the times be dire, it will be a welcome diversion. I'm just watering seeds, my people. I'm encouraging the inner hidden things you have suppressed to be given a chance. Allow yourself to dream. Don't you know that in heaven you will be given opportunities you never dreamt of to create? Yes, all of heaven is a blank canvas, so to speak, for my children to express their love for me. Heaven is a creative masterpiece where everyone gets to participate. And I find my joy in seeing the gifts I have imparted put to use. So begin to dream and even take steps forward towards the hidden desires of your hearts. When I come for you, you shall be translated into a world of wonder where every moment is an opportunity to live the fullness I intended for you. I have come to give you life, and life more abundant. Follow your heart."